This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now to your letters. On Friday, we aired a ghost story that began this way.
I bought Jeffrey Dahmer's childhood home in Bath, Ohio. I'll let that sink in for a second. If your first reaction is, ew, that's perfectly understandable.
That's commentator and musician Chris Butler. He investigated paranormal activity in his house. A number of you took issue with our story, including Emily Bly from Readfield, Maine. She says it was presented in a light, entertaining manner, I assume because it is the day before Halloween. While it would be okay to make light of the victims of, say, Nellie Bly or Jack the Ripper, whose mourners are long gone, those still grieving the murders of Dahmer's victims may well have heard the story and been offended, at the very least.
Well, Sandra Albers of Kaneohe, Hawaii, had a different take. She writes, I was captive and captivated. This is one of the best ghost stories I've heard in years. Thank you for airing it. Another autumn story on Friday came from NPR's Robert Krulwich.
Trees don't just drop their leaves.
The tree is getting rid of them.
So it's like throwing the leaves off?
Discarding them when they become non-functional.
So this then isn't really like a fall. It's more like a shove.
Exactly.
And here's how it works. When the days get sufficiently short, that triggers the release of a hormone inside the tree.
So they're chemical signals.
That run like messengers from leaf to leaf to leaf all over the tree saying, what's the message that the...
It says, time to go. Let's part company.
I see.
Paul Weisenfeld of Los Angeles wishes we had left well enough alone. He writes, that old song wouldn't be quite the same if the lyrics were, though I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to push away from the trees and drop to the ground. After all, they're still falling, aren't they? Some science, like making sausage in laws, should not be shown to the public.
Well, we'd like to hear from you if you think we are making sausage or serving souffle. Come to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us.